so get it. They may never give up the credit, but we know how to get it. Say a prayer for the dreamers, the broken, the healers. We are the seers, the future, the fearless. Come see us. Es mi destino, adivino caminos, vecinos. Venga conmigo y nosotros unimos sin líos.
A journey indefinitely. The destination to determine the path we're destined to lead. Dream is the wanderer, the future was open to be. The truth, breath, and words that you sing in your melody. To put it plain and simple, there's no halt in the walk. Destined for future lessons, unbelievable thoughts. We are the navigators and the journey, the clock. Set all the gears in motion to pop.
Time for Talking Music on KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm Taya J. We just heard Mi Destino from Ozo Motley's brand new album, Marching On. I had the chance to chat with Will Dog, Azdrew, Raoul, and Uli of Ozo Motley over dinner in the green room before their show in Ridgeway last month. We hope that you enjoy.
All right, gentlemen, will you introduce yourselves and tell me what you play just to start off?
Will Dog, I play bass.
I'm Azdrew, and I sing and play trumpet. Yeah.
Hello, my name's Raoul. I play guitar and sing.
My name is Uli. I play sax, clarinet, and other things.
Okay, so I have to ask, are you guys storm chasers, or do you...
We bring the storm.
You bring the storm.
Apparently, we bring the storm.
So the storm is chasing you.
The storm likes us. It has a big crush on us.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. How does that make you feel?
Like Thor.
I think the storm.
Like Mexican Thor.
Like Mexican Thor. What does Mexican Thor look like?
The same, but browner and a lot more Virgin Mary tattoos. Like Danny Trejo, basically. Machete.
I would watch that movie.
Me too. Thor with a machete. Yeah, that'd be rad. I'm down for that. Yeah.
Machete Thor.
Machete Thor. I like that.
So it seems like a silly question to even ask, given your guys' dynamic. You seem to love each other, but you have been doing this together for a very, very, very long time.
We all did a little quirk when we said we love each other.
Like, I don't know about that.
We do for real. When it comes down to real stuff, yes.
Yeah.
We do.
Always. Say more.
We're brothers, you know? We've been around for a long time.
Yeah. What makes it work?
We get to go to separate homes.
Therapy, is that what I heard?
Therapy, we get to go to separate homes like Raoul said, and we love our music, you know? And I think we appreciate each other, the band, the music. We know that we can't get this anywhere else. There's nowhere else in the world that we could do what we're doing. There's no other band that can do what we do. So, and because we created this. it's a dream come true, for sure.
Do you guys feel like you could have imagined this as it is back when you started?
No.
You get
a
different answer.
Yeah, It probably, when you think about like Santana that had Oye Como Va, which is a Tito Puente cover from the 50s, in the 70s he did it, and then he's played right next to the Beatles, and you wonder how the hell did that make it on the record? It's on Spanish, you know, on an oldie station. But I guess anything is possible, as long as people can shake their booties and, you know, it's quality.
That is the one necessity.
Yeah.
We're going to take a listen to Uno Mas off of Ozo Motley's album, Marching On. That was Una Mas by Ozo Motley. I had the chance to sit down with Ozo Motley in the green room in Ridgeway last month to talk about some of their core values.
Talk to me about social activism. I know that's a crucial piece of who you guys are and what you do.
I mean, it's always been part of the DNA of the band since the beginning, the foundations of this band. For the first year, we were kind of like the house band for whatever causes needed, you know, musical entertainment, you know? So through the years, we've always backed causes that resonated with the collective. So whether it was immigrant rights, women's issues, music education, anti-war, I mean, you name the era, you know, we were probably involved in something or other, you know? And obviously the issues change. Some things always kind of stay the same, but issues change through the years. And you know, we still lend ourselves to this day to various causes with our presence and our music.
So what are you focused on right now? What cause?
I mean, right now, the biggest thing that we've been dealing with is as far as the last thing that we kind of like made a big deal about and we wrote a song about was the situation at the border with the separation of families. And we wrote a song called El Otro Lado, for it, and you know, it just kind of it was obviously a disgusting situation in general. I mean, I kind of saw it as state-sanctioned child abuse. Separating families is so traumatic for all sides. So obviously, the situation with the immigration policy has to be reformed one way or another, because the way it's going, it's kind of just it seems like neither side has a viable solution. And neither side wants to budge or come to the table with it, you know.
I mean, also, I think just to add to the stuff going on with Roe v. Wade, definitely, you know, is really in the forefront right now. That, you know, we really need, you know, it's a dangerous time, I think, for, you know, for women. Also, you know, voting rights, all the stuff that's happening, you know, all over the country with redistricting and taking away people's rights, you know. And so we gotta be on it, and we gotta get better at, you know, allowing people to vote and to have their voice be heard.
And how do you see music as a tool for that?
Oh, well, music has always been, it's not just us, you know, music has always been the forefront of the, you know, of any, you know, just art, really. Art and music has been the forefront of any movement just throughout history. So we are just, you know, stewards of that, I think.
This is El Otro Lado by Ozo Motley.
Don't give up. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
Que todo se está cerrando. De mi país yo salí fugando. Sentí que mi fin se estaba acercando. Quiero mi pueblo, pero no su condición. No están destruyendo, o sea, no tengo opción. Pero te digo que yo no resigno. Seguiremos el camino puesto y fijo.
¿Dónde está mi amor? Está en el otro lado. Por eso yo me voy. En mi casa soy soldado.
To live better with opportunities to earn and receive cheddar, better wages and education opportunities instead of dangerous confrontations with authorities. Most people are jobless in my homeland. They can't afford to own their own land, let alone plan. So as a grown man, I gotta take responsibility and find stability, but that could end up killing me still. I willingly do it for family and sacrifice myself to protect them from calamity. A refugee searching for sanctuary, illegal or illegal, I gotta go make a living for them.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music. I'm Taya J, joined today by Will Dog, Azdrew, Raoul, and Uli of Ozo Motley.
Gentlemen, talk to me about marching on. Tell me a little bit about it.
We were in the middle of, actually, it was the very beginning of the quarantine. Well, actually, the very beginning of the pandemic. We were in this town called Tornillo, which is outside of El Paso at this amazing studio called Sonic Ranch. If you can imagine this pecan farm with this world-class studio where you basically stay there, you know, you don't leave the premises. I mean, you can, you want to, but you have your own room. They have a staff that provides breakfast, lunch, dinner. And you're basically there creating the whole time. And, you know, when we were first making this record, you know, the circumstances felt like, oh, this is just going to be another SARS, another, you know, another swine flu or something that's just going to blow over. But obviously it didn't. And a couple years later, you know, we were debating about the circumstances of how to release this record. Do we wait? Do we just release it during the you know, when everybody was in lockdown? And we decided to hold back on it and continue to work on it remotely until the circumstances allowed us to be able to tour on it, you know?
Yeah.
I agree.
Anything else?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we've been around so long, I think it's important for us, if we put out records and recordings, to really make it worth our time by trying to make them meaningful, substantial, like good songs. So I don't think it's worth recording and going through all that process unless we're really trying. And it felt like, I think we pushed each other in this way to try to make a record that we were really proud of and that the songs are very solid and good. And because the way things are, you know, you're the ones who have to like it in the end. And you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if people are going to like it or not. But I've always felt like if we can do something that feels good to us, then it's cool. And however it flows is really okay. And I'm really happy about this record. I think there's a lot of great songs on it. And I can see all the work that everybody put into it. So that's meaningful for me, for sure.
Yeah. And I think you're right. We do all have to like it. But I think you guys have to like it, too. Do you have favorite songs? Do you each have a favorite song on the record?
It changes over time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think right now, like, Una Mas, the way it came out, I like that, the way we're playing it, the way it's kind of an interesting mix of things, so it's cool to me.
Can you say a little more about it?
It's a song about, it's kind of like a metaphor of coming together through dance. So, you know, people meet, they don't know each other, they don't know details about one another. But little by little, through dancing, they kind of get to know one another. And then there's this kind of, like, through that process, there's this gratitude of just being alive and being able to share moments with one another. But also, I think in the big picture, like, just realizing that we have a lot more in common with one another than separates us.
Yeah, nicely said. How about for you, gentlemen?
I'm gonna go on a limb here. I'm going to say Marching On. It's something different than we've ever done, you know, and Justin singing on it, which is a first, you know, where Justin has rapped on other records, but he's actually like completely singing. Not to say that there's anything wrong with rap or, you know, rapping isn't singing, it absolutely is, but he's, you know, singing like really hard melodies, and I love what the song's about, you know, and so yeah, so that one resonates with me.
For the sake of the interview, I'll say Mi Destino, because we have this amazing woman, Gabby Moreno, on the track, but also we have legendary MC B-Real from Cypress Hill on the track. And the funny story about him is that obviously Cypress Hill are immensely influential and been around way longer than we have. And so since the beginning of this band, people have always been like, when are you guys going to collaborate with Cypress Hill? And it never happened. It was always like, yeah, we will. I mean, we had done shows with them and whatnot, but we never actually collaborated. So when this song was getting completed, people started throwing this idea of like, well, who should we ask to be on this track? And I'm not going to lie to you. I just went and slipped into B-Real's DMs. I was just like, I just cold DM'd him. Like, yo, would you like to be on this track? And most of the time, you know, when people direct message you, you usually ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who is this clown? But no, he responded, and it ended up happening. And after close to 20 years of trying to make it happen, it actually ended up happening. So it was kind of cool that the circumstances happened, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you for pushing for that. Yeah. That's a tricky thing to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize you guys collaborated with Gabby Moreno. She's amazing. I did an interview with her a couple months ago. She's an incredible young woman, just amazing. And all that she's doing, not unlike you guys, she's got her hands on a lot of pots and a lot of passion.
I mean, if we want to talk about Gabby Moreno, like, there's no other artist in the world like her. She can do literally any kind of music, anything. Like, it's, just go look at, like, what she's, like, just go follow Gabby Moreno. You know, she's from Guatemala. She, you know, she plays with Ricardo Arjona, and then she does, like, Americana stuff, and then, like, everything in between. It's really just remarkable. She's a remarkable artist. Like, I get, like, nervous just talking to her, you know?
Totally.
Like,
well, I'm glad it's not just me.
Yeah, no. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last artist that did something like that was Linda Ronstadt. Mm. Going over so many different genres.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Proud of her.
It's unique.
It's very unique.
Yeah. All right, last question for you, gentlemen. I know you have lots of things to do. Why do you love what you do?
This is the only thing that I ever wanted to do, you know, in my life. Like, I remember being 6 years old at a Clash concert. My dad took me, and I was like, I'm going to do that. And that's all I ever wanted for myself. And so it was cool to get, you know, with this band to be able to do it. Now, you know, moving forward, it's like I find other things that to be into. And so it makes life really fulfilling.
It was a thing that always made me happy. I could rely on that, actually. I've done a few other things, but I could always go back to, like, playing guitar and singing songs or doing something. And I recognized, as a girl, I was always happy doing that. And at a certain point, I just made a decision, well, I'm gonna be happy no matter how things turn out. And so I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Why do we love what we do?
Why do you love what
Why
we
do I? Because it keeps me off the streets, man.
Yep. Never heard that answer before.
So, you know. Well, in some ways, it's kind of true, because if you think about it, if I review my life, there was a certain point where I started playing music, and my mom recognized that talent in me, or that want to do this, and she made every effort to, like, enroll me in the schools that would promote that, you know? And if it wasn't for that, I probably would have been dealing in negative things, you know?
Literally dealing.
Dealing in negative things, you know? And so I'm glad that music was the thing that, I mean, I'm kind of like some of these guys. I can't see myself doing anything else because it's kind of the only thing I know how to do. So I'm glad that I was lucky enough and blessed enough to be around these individuals to start this band.
Yeah.
Keeps me off the streets, man.
My family always, you know, there's a lot of musicians in my family, like my grandfather, my parents, my dad, my grandmother, you know, like, and at the time, I remember my dad trying to do this for a living. He was in this thing called Festival Oti, which is kind of like, I don't know, like a very cool, The Voice, but you were featuring both songwriter and the interpreter, which was the vocalist. And my dad was in that when he was young. And when I come from a family of 10, so at some point, it wasn't really bringing in money enough for a family of 10. And my dad decided to just get a regular job for the sake of the family. And when it came time for me to start doing music, I was the only one, me and my little brother, that decided to do music because they experienced it, what it was like. I was very young. And I remember he told me, look, if you're gonna do music, you can't skip, you can't be lazy about it. So if you do it, you do it well. And I don't know why that always stuck with me, but that challenge was always pretty cool for me, because I always wanted to prove to him that I could do it. But not only to him, but to everybody. And because that's a passion. It's not, I wouldn't say it's who I am more than the fact that it's what I always wanted to do, and I wanted to do it as well as possible. But I mean, music is something that you'll never grow old of. You'll always have something new to learn, you know,
you can't really graduate from the school of music and then be like, you know everything.
Yeah.
You know, you never stop learning. And it's just forever growth, you know. And also, you can't retire as a musician unless you're like stupid rich. Yeah. But so, yeah, well, my destiny is to die on stage eventually. Just last chord.
What stage? Do you care?
I always like Red Rocks because one of the first live concerts I saw that I got a hold of was an actual vinyl. It was live at the Red Rocks, U2. You know?
Oh my gosh, amazing.
That'd be a groovy place to kick the bucket.
That's pretty cool. Or the gorge, just jump over.
Your ghost could hang out there for a while.
Yeah. And feel like I'll be haunting happy. Everybody's inputs and just, you can't hear them.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much. Really appreciate you.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. We're going to go out on the title track from Ozomatli's most recent album, Marching On. For more Talkin' Music programming, visit our website, kvnf.org. Thanks for listening to Mountain Grown Community Radio.
Living out 100 years with 100 more to come. Thinking about all the grandest moments and the poet's words to form. And sometimes we're saints, sometimes we're sinners. Some days we may lose, and still we are winners. Let's turn the page, we're coming of age, here face to face.
Oh, oh.
And we'll keep marching on.
Oh, oh.
And we'll keep marching strong. Shadows fade to dark, and everybody's minds are pacing, searching for a spark. Sometimes we're saints, sometimes we're sinners. Some days we may lose, and still we are winners. Let's turn the page, we're coming of age, here face to face.
Oh, oh.
And we'll keep marching on.
Oh, oh.
And we'll keep marching strong. Life comes along, living out 100 years, 100 tears, and the search is on. And we were born survivors to trust and love, knew the answer all along.
Oh, oh.
And we'll keep marching on.
Oh, oh.
And we'll keep marching strong.
Strong.